brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've only got 30 minutes before our next guest joins us, and I want to intersperse some important news. You got fire bombings of kosher store outside Paris, injures four. U.S. embassies getting attacked all over still. We're going to be breaking all that down. We're going to be looking at what's happening in the economy. And, of course, the big story, DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. I want to open the phones up, and don't worry, you won't have to hold because I don't have a lot of time. I'll go right to you. For police officers out there or active duty military, I know you've all been given riot training or you know folks that have, but I want your take on this. What do you think of 1.6 million rounds of ammo since last November? 1 billion, 400 million just this year. Over a billion of that in just the last 6 months. What is your take on that? I mean, along with all the other martial law preparations, just for police and military, 800-259-9231. I mean, how could this be anything but a buildup for total war of the American people under continuity of government? You know, knowledge is powerful. If you put it into action, the execution of knowledge is what's really important. And I'm here trying to get this story out. I mean, we had a foreign army massing on our border. You know, let's say 5 million Chinese troops massing on the Mexican border, hypothetically. And everybody's ignoring it, and they're shipping in hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo and weapons. I'd be, hey, we got a problem. Well, the globalists are here using our money to buy tanks, wheeled vehicles, 1.6 million rounds of ammo, admitting they're training the military for civil unrest. I mean, that's why I say the Iran thing could go hot now. That's why I'm saying the meltdown could happen now, because they're moving now. They're getting it all lined up right now. And then you get the training manuals. It's not about fighting Al-Qaeda, which, you know, the globalists manufactured and run today. It's all about those of us that are true Americans and understand the takeover. They're really planning an authoritarian takeover. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And keeping your head down is not going to protect you on average. Historically, that's going to hurt a lot more people. We've got to stand up and say, hey, we're in the right. You people are crooks. What are you doing in your national security system? Stop it. Stop it. You're run by foreign banks. Here they are bragging on the news. The foreign banks brag in the newspapers and in financial publications and on TV that they've captured us. And I'm like, is anybody awake? Are you people in a coma? I mean, it's all parading around in front of us. We got hours and hours of this footage, different towns around Austin and in Austin where you go. And it's like these operatives play dumb. Then you go find out they're all UN, Rockefeller funded, and they are taking everything over. Just under Agenda 21. I mean, they've got the mayors, they've got the bureaucrats, they've got the HUD money, they've got it all. They plan on shutting everything down that they don't control. I mean, it's bad, man. They're going to have their businesses and their buildings that get all the business because they're insiders and you're shut down and you've got all these new taxes on you. And it's just so horrible. It's the end of my country. It's a financial takeover. And they've got all these weird liberals who will go, I'm a socialist. We are taking over for the greater good. Really? No, you're not a socialist. You work for eugenicists who want control and want to reduce population and hate prosperity and hate development. We've even got some of them saying that on tape. It's just, man, these people, it's a cult. It's a cult of weirdos, man. Control freak weirdos. And you look at their jellyfish servants, they're really creepy. Because, yeah, they're weak and pathetic and crave power, but there's armies of them. There's armies of them. And they know they're empowered by the beast system. They know they've been given power. And it's just horrible to watch them, just wriggling masses of soft scum. Oh, God. I want your take on that. 800-259-9231. Police, current military. I mean, is there any way I'm wrong? Please, I'd love to hear how the admissions for martial law, re-education camps, 1.6 billion bullets, media spends it to 174,000 bullets. I want to break it all down. Then big breaking news from Mike Adams on what's in that GMO, what it's doing to you, and then the one, the only, Gerald Celente. It's all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, that bad guy that wants freedom.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. That's a clip from Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick. And now we don't have the generals or the politicians running things. We have bankers running things, announcing a private global government in every financial publication out there as a public notice and telling us we're slaves. I could play clips from CNN, CNBC, you name it, announcing under international law that they've conquered us, announcing that Europe is getting rid of whatever sovereignty it had left in their countries to the mega bankers that engineered the fraud. And now in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the United States, every Western government is arming to the teeth against its population for a worldwide financial collapse that they've engineered but will pose as the saviors nearing. And none of that is debatable now. That is the course. We're about to hit the iceberg. I hope we can change course. they may not even be able to turn the boat around if they try. And quite frankly, those running the boat have got it slammed pedal to the metal. They have got the throttle all the way down, hammer down, going straight at it. And that is the issue. Romney, Obama, rearranging deck chairs. Okay, so you could argue it's better to get Obama in, let things get worse quicker. Or you can argue, well, maybe Romney will be good. Yeah, maybe a hope and a prayer. I don't know. At least Romney gives lip service to free market and stuff. But maybe it's best to just have somebody pushing communism. Communism for us, though, not for the offshore bankers. So coming up, DHS purchases 200 million more rounds of ammunition. The story has gone viral. It's up at Infowars.com and DrugReport.com on the right-hand side. Additional purchases include bullets designed for snipers. That's now more than five bullets, almost six bullets per man, woman, and child in the country. That's 16. That's 1.6 billion plus bullets. And they are just buying up everything in sight. That is roughly double the ammunition the U.S. military bought last year. We're doing a report on that. It looks like it's going to be double this year. So, I mean, it's getting ready for war. And they're run by foreign banks. All their little yuppies, their trendies, their socialists, that's their army. Bankers use socialists as their collectivist robbers because they want loot. They're like Roman centurions. They just are non-threatening in the sandals and, you know, their little sissy walk they do. That's all a cover. These are craven demons. And the conservatives are just totally neutralized off in la-la land, having no idea what's going on. And their operatives are everywhere. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you can go to any town where I live around Austin and go into any meeting and they're there running everything. And all UN Rockefeller funded. I mean, it is on. We are in trouble. Unlimited taxpayer money to fund every control freak you can imagine who are just looting things 24/7 because that's the globalist plan to destroy this country. I want to talk to police and military right now, briefly in this segment and the next. What do you make of 1.6 million bullets? What do you make of all the tanks and armored vehicles and preparation for civil unrest that are admitted? What do you make of all this? 800-259-9231 for military active duty, for your take on this, and for police. 800-259-9231. Then coming up, the story just went up at Infowars.com, shocking evidence that GMOs are causing incredible tumors in lab animals. That's been out for a while, but there's new studies out. It's huge. Mike Adams will be popping in. Gerald Celente joining us in the next hour. I'm going to get into the French magazine publishing things of Muhammad. And so now the UN and others are calling to restrict free speech. We're going to be getting into all that. I predicted that would come next, a global move to restrict speech. This is all part of the plan. Out of the clash of civilizations, the new world order will emerge. Albert Pike said that back in the 1870s, 1878. He said we'll have a clash between Muslims, the Mohammedans, as he called them, and the Christians. And then out of that, the Illuminati religion will basically emerge. 800-259-9231. Kevin in Colorado, who is a police officer, what is your take on this, sir?
Hey, Alex, I actually just attended a lecture on the police state here at University of Colorado, and it was ridiculous. I'll tell you, the level of globalism here is just amazing. I thought Washington, D.C. was bad, but I'm actually here. I've infiltrated the Council on Foreign Relations. They've invited me to become a member. I'm attending the meetings for the Denver Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, yeah, they have sub-satellites, not the mothership, but you've been invited into the local takeover arm.
Yeah, Alex, and it says on their website, it says Friends of the Council on Foreign Relations and this other thing called the Pacific Institute on International Policy. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, that was founded by the Rockefellers. Every stinking one of them was. It's all them. And literally 95% of everything we run into is them. It's all public. And they Denver is the real capital of the U.S. They're going to have the capital of the Americas in Atlanta, Georgia. And then D.C. is just a district of criminal activity. They teach the police tell folks what they're teaching you there.
Well, I attended this lecture. This is the interesting thing. There was actually an Obama rally. I saw Obama speak about a week ago. But the interesting thing was 2 days before Obama came, there was an event titled, Do You Know Why I'm Pulling You Over? and it was about police-civilian interaction. So I had to attend that, and it was exactly what I expected. The whole thing was glorifying the police state. They talked about, Alex, have you ever heard this term, community-oriented policing?
Yeah, and you think that means back to the cop on the beat you knew and your friend. No, it's interfacing you as a social network to basically spy on everybody and get police in non-traditional police duties.
Yeah, exactly, Alex. The way he tried to explain it was he talked about police being on the streets interacting with civilians. And then this is the thing. There was a major police state. I think you were talking recently about how they're having all these drills, and I think at the Obama rally, there was a major police state drill. They lined up these cops on like a 2-mile stretch of road, just hundreds of police, every like 15 or 20 feet. Alex, there were animal control officers working the streets as police officers.
Yeah, no, what they're doing is they're blurring the lines just like any martial state, any military state. You just get used to the uniforms everywhere and used to being told what to do so you don't notice it when your neighbor disappears or helicopters run a drill. Oh, this time they attacked. Well, that's just what they do. It's part of domestication. It's all a psych warfare profile. That stuff's all been declassified in manuals from the 60s. You can watch videos of it on YouTube from the 60s. They were classified until the 90s and how they would take over third world countries. To fight the communist threat, but they would fight it with the exact tactics of the communist. So, see, you become the communist by fighting the communist, and that's why the bankers created the communist the entire time. It's very diabolical. You should do a YouTube video, sir, and, don't show your face or whatever, and then expose it. You are the leader. You are the resistance. Thank you so much. We've got Mike in Tennessee, who's Air Force. We've got Jeff in Texas, who's Army. Milton, whose brother of a cop, told him some stuff. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee Air Force, listening on 1600 AM. Mike, good to have you with us.
Alex, you need to look at what they're buying, and that tells you what their plans are. When you see they're setting up for sniper situations, you need to come up with solutions for the general public to know how to respond, what not to do, and how to react. Because in an environment like if you live in a rural community and they set up a spot and a sniper and they've got just a matter of time before you walk out of your house. If that be their plan, then people need to be aware of that. They need to prepare and understand how to evade those situations.
Yes, sir. And to be clear, the Rural Council is run by Homeland Security under his Department of Defense. And my military sources wouldn't tell me what was classified, but they said, we're training to do what we do to shut down communities, scorched earth, cordon whole rural areas. And they're just going to kill farmers when they come out of their house. They're going to use mercenaries and others to take the land. They're going to be killing farmers who aren't even resisting them. I don't think people understand this is a Ukrainian-Soviet takeover model. From everything I've researched, that's the best example I could call it. They plan to do to us what they did to the Ukrainians. Folks, we cannot let this happen.
Well, in West Tennessee, for the last 2 years, they've had Russian soldiers co-trooping practice missions in Fayette County, Tennessee. Front page article of Commercial Appeal in June of 2010, and a whole back page article about it where they're training for deployment to Afghanistan. Well, when I look on Google Earth, Afghanistan is mountainous, rugged desert and hilly. Fayette County is flat as a pancake, and there's wheat fields, cotton fields, corn fields.
Well, sir, again, they always lie to you in the local paper, but then you can go look at the actual mission, which I did look at the mission funding. That is under counterterrorism under NLE 11. That happened in 11, right?
Correct.
No, that was under NLE 11, and that was counterterrorism to fight. And then the manuals attached to it that are public is they were training to fight red-blooded Americans. That was a Red Dawn training drill in your area.
And what they'll do is they'll go to one house, they'll take them out, they'll sit there and relax and watch TV and eat, and then they'll get refreshed. They'll go to the next-door neighbors and stay there, eat, get refreshed, sleep. Next morning, start all over again, and they'll just work their way through the country. They'll go from east to west.
No, that's the plan, and that's why if they do start it, I've never been for violence. I'm doing everything I can to make this defensive. Once stuff like that starts, tactically, you're forced to go to them. You don't wait for them to come to you.
You've got to meet them at the curb, but you've got to get people to understand the techniques and tactics that are not out there, that are not known.
Well, I'm a reporter, not a general, but I tell you what. If people knew how much trouble we were in. I mean, folks, I know this sounds crazy, but it's all real. We'll be right back. We got infiltrated. We got took over.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The globalists have their operatives all over this country, not just acclimating us with Russians here just last month in Denver for anti-terror drills. They have prepared a lot of the police to go along with this, but a lot of police have finally woken up because the brainwashing's gotten so evident. We're about to go back to your phone calls. All I know is that as a republic, as a society, we are in dire straits. Our troops are all over the world being overrun in Afghanistan, you name it. Our so-called government is putting Al-Qaeda in all over the Middle East. And then meanwhile, these paramilitary forces are being built up of mercenaries and others that will do whatever they're told against the American people and have been trained we're the enemy. Think of how crazy things have gotten, and understand that during a financial collapse, the public will beg for mercenaries, whoever, to come in to restore order, not knowing that when communications are cut off, then the mercenaries can do whatever they want. And they do want to starve out this country. That is on the drawing board. We have to get the word out and back this program off before the media goes dark, before they shut us down. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Mississippi, who's a police officer. Mark, what's your take on the 1.6 billion bullets purchased now in the last year by Homeland Security?
Well, first of all, Alex, I'd like to preface this by saying that most Americans would probably be completely shocked by the integration of their state and local police with federal law enforcement and the federal government. Having said that, and I'm not going to say a lot, but there are being preparations made for two scenarios, and those two scenarios are they're preparing for a possible financial collapse, which could entail martial law. And the other scenario is going to be that they're preparing for massive inflation, which would cause the price of these different types of ammunition to skyrocket. And if the federal government has those on hand, then they can avoid that. So that's the two scenarios that are being prepared for, and that's really all I can say.
Wow, sir, that is the best answer I've gotten that says, sure, this is all for martial law, but also they're buying 10 times what they even need for martial law because they're worried about the arms race of citizens buying so much of it already. They understand that they now want to stockpile this valuable commodity. So that is a good angle. So that's what you're being told?
That's the two scenarios that are being prepared for.
Well, let me just say this to you, in the town or city you live in, the people calling the shots on top aren't Obama and Romney. They're foreign banks. Have you seen them in the news bragging that the world government's being established right now?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you as a police officer then. I mean, is there any line in the sand that you and other officers won't cross? I mean, our country's already pretty much been hijacked. Now they want to complete the takeover. What should we be asking you to do? Because I know cops will say, well, it's up to you, the citizens, to get control of the government. But now we try to even go protest, and the police are told to try to scare us off. So we're kind of getting to that point where the system wants to cause a civil war, which won't be good for anybody but the offshore banks. What do you recommend we do?
Well, I think most of the officers that I work with respect the Constitution, and they respect Americans' constitutional rights. Now, I can't speak for other police departments around the country, but that's really the limit of my comments. I just wanted to give you those scenarios and let you know, and you can research that, and you can find that if you look out there on the Internet and dig deep enough.
No, actually, I know you're right, but let me just add this last point to you. I mean, are the other police you're talking to, are you guys having discussions about what's going on here?
There are a few, but police are just like any other average American. They are just normal people, and some are awake and some are not.
Yeah, that's code for super stupid and super lazy. If you're saying the average American, I'm sorry. There's a lot of hardworking Americans, just like there's a lot of hardworking cops. There's a lot of just people that they're not even dumb. They don't want to know. And this is incredible history unfolding right now, and it's about to get absolutely cattywampus. Use a term you might know there in Louisiana. And I don't want this to happen. I mean, do you have any ideas of how to stop this? I mean, I think we expose it, and that may back off the perpetrators.
Keep doing what you're doing, Alex. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I mean, folks, this is real. I just hope the listeners understand. 1.6 million rounds of ammo, TSA on the streets, all these preparations, the re-education centers. You know, when I got that Army document 4 months ago, I wished it wasn't real. And then the Army came out and said, no, that's real. You shouldn't have that. And then the Army put it out. I'm going to say that again. Re-education camps, calling them re-education camps, are in public Army documents, and it's not even news. Re-education camps. I'm not going to any re-education camp run by a bunch of commies.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to join us. We've got breaking news up at InfoWars.com. New GMO study. Rats fed lifetime of GMO corn grew tumors. 70% of females die early. There's a lot of other studies that show similar things. This is a big study. There's photos. It just went up at InfoWars.com. We're going to be going to Mike Adams here in just a few minutes. Right now we're talking to police officers and military. Let's move quick before we go to Mike Adams. I want to get to David, who's in the Army in Kentucky. Ron in New York is a police officer. Jeff is in the Army. Milton, who's in Indiana, brother of a cop, we'll get to him. Tim in Kentucky, Army. Let's get Ron in New York, who's a police officer's take, again, on the government buying another 200 million rounds of ammo, Homeland Security, a bunch of it, match-grade 308 sniper ammunition, type of stuff I shoot out of my Reaper or my Remington 700. Let's go ahead and go to him. Give us your take, Ron, on exactly what's going on.
This is my theory on what's happened. Look how cleverly, and I want to put forth this theory. I don't think it has been put forth earlier. Look how cleverly they cover this up. about 2 weeks back, give or take, there was a story about the 174,000 rounds purchased by the Social Security Administration. When you did the math there, it broke down to a plausible deniability because the amount of rounds that were distributed to Social Security offices were within the reasonable amount. Hold on.
600 apiece.
Hold on. Let me break it down. An amount of rounds were within a reasonable framework for target practice. Now, that's the switch and bait story. See, that's the red herring. That was offered for the public. Well, they're doing that simultaneously and more quietly. They're out buying obscene and unjustifiable amounts of ammunition through other agencies. You see, that was done as a red herring or a switch and bait to allay the public's fear, and everybody would say, oh, that sounds reasonable. And so they just focus on that one little spot, and they don't look at all the other agencies buying obscene amounts of ammo that could never be justified. So look how cleverly they pull off. They pull off the strategy.
No, I agree. Why do you? What do you think it's for?
Oh, it's for target practice, all right, but it's not paper targets I think they're ultimately interested in. Let's just say it's moving targets, and they all happen to be of American nationality. I think eventually it is going to come down to that. That's what I think that they intend on doing. This has been building up a long time. I've been calling you, or I've called you since the early part of this century, and I spoke to you when I initially called you. That's 10 or more years ago. And I told you, in New York City was basically one of the test models. It's practically a federalized city. When they started integrating federalizing law enforcement in this city, it was a test ground for it, the utilization of funds, equipment, and things like that. I noticed that we started to see greater paramilitarization being built up in police force. It was no longer just a nice neighborhood cop that everybody is accustomed to and knew up to that point, but it's being turned into a paramilitary organization. I had mentioned that at that time. You had also mentioned the military, the United States military. At that time, 10 years ago or so, I called you and told you of, right on public access TV, it was the most shocking thing I'd seen at that time, a video in which the United States military was quite proudly and comfortably lauding the fact that they had members of the Council on Foreign Relations, Daniel Pipes in particular, in the Pentagon, speaking to junior officers. And when they interviewed these junior officers, it was made clear that if they wanted to move up ranks or go anywhere in the military, they would have to go along with that internationalist program. This is within the United States military.
No, sir, you're absolutely right. Listen, they have federalized the police already. But the feds aren't feds. They're globalist banker operatives. The federal government was taken over by collaborators and foreign operatives. They're globalist. And while we're busy worried about Russians and Chinese or the jihadis that the globalists run, they are taking over. And now they're taking over the little towns outside Austin. And when you turn the camera off, they go, yeah, I'm CIA. We're taking over. I mean, these are soldiers. We've got soldiers at UT and over the cities, plainclothes, State Department, CIA, foreign banking operatives, they know. What's incredible is how many are actual collaborators. What's incredible is how big this is. What's incredible is the Army manuals now admit re-education camps. I just showed the Army manual earlier on screen of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. We have it linked in our DHS purchases, turn a million more rounds of ammunition. This is a radical takeover. Unlike the world's ever seen, it's not a foreign army pouring over. It's a slow, stealth takeover where they make profits as they take over new industries. But it's all towards the total takeover. And now I think we're getting very, very close, Ron. I've got to go to our next guest, and we'll go back to your calls. Other police and military that are holding, I promise we'll get to you ahead of Gerald Celente. But anything else, Ron, you can say? Because I was, I went to New York decades ago, and the police weren't mean. I've since been back there quite a bit. They literally act more thuggy than street gang scum I see. And so it's not just that. They've also corrupted everything. And now they're saying the mayor will tell you what to eat, what to drink, what to do. If you sit on the sidewalk, we'll arrest you. I mean, they have hundreds of thousands of stop and frisk. I mean, New York is a hellish city now.
What happened is gradually over that same period of time, they began to recruit people with a certain, they know the psychological profile of who they're looking for, and they, that starts in the recruitment process. And they wanted people that would be more malleable or more amenable to doing these sort of things. They specifically went after the personality types who would be capable of doing these things. And as a result of that, they basically, by and large, do have a force now that would not reflect on human conscience about doing some of the most unthinkable things, or things that would not have been done by and large by that force in another time where another type of morality was dominant. They needed to make sure that they bled out those that subscribed to the old morality and brought in those who were either on power trips, who were only concerned about careers, who were only concerned about maybe what they could grab, and try and populate that organization with those types. This is something that they have gradually done over a generation, maybe two generations.
Right. The globalists knew they couldn't take this country down overnight, and they've done it by infiltration, just as the great historian wrote in Rome, Cicero. Guys, will you print me the quotes of Cicero on the traitor? Cicero on the traitor, and I'll cover it when we're done with Mike Adams. Thank you so much for coming on, Ron. Ron's been calling in for more than 10 years and giving us a lot of good information. I guess he retired about 10 years ago, so when he could start calling into the show. I know we have other police and military waiting to talk to us. Look, we just, the Constitution and Bill of Rights, if we followed it, all this would be illegal. And it's still illegal, but the system just does whatever it wants. We're in dire straits. These globalists hate America. They want to round up 50 million of us and kill half of those. That's Obama's own advisors. And it's a lot bigger than just Obama. I mean, we're in deep trouble, folks, and not being able to wake up to it is what's going to let them win. Okay? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And a lot of people talk to me. They say, I'm scared. I know you're right. I'm going to. No. You've got to stand up to these people. They don't have the power. They've got to pose as the good guys and have us acquiesce. Now, people say, hey, Alex, don't you care about this election or that or this? No, I care about World War III happening or financial collapse, and I care about the poison water with the fluoride, the GMOs, the aspartame, the mercury, all of this stuff. And Mike Adams, the health ranger, has put together huge breaking news. It's at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. It's the top story linked in Reddit, Infowars.com right now. New GMO study, rats fed lifetime of GM corn grow tumors. 70% of females die early. This in big new studies. Now, there's been a lot of other studies as well, showing within three generations near total sterility, 99%, the hair growing on the tongues of the rats, the guinea pigs. But this is a new big one. You want to know what the New World Order stands for? It's not just about grabbing power. They're poisoning everybody. They're eugenicist. And joining us is Mike Adams. I know he's very busy today. He's getting ready to launch a lot of new stuff, so he's not been able to come on a lot lately. He will be on the show Monday, by the way, with some more breaking news. But Mike, my friend, break down this huge report with photos. And we'll be showing some of those to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio listeners, just go to NaturalNews.com or Infowars.com and see it for yourself. Mike, break down what we're facing here.
Yeah, the photos are shocking, Alex, and the study found horrifying tumors growing at a 200 to 300% increased rate in these rats that were fed a lifetime of genetically modified corn. This is Monsanto's variety of GM corn that they fed these rats. You know, you've been covering today the bullets, the DHS bullets, 1.6 billion rounds of bullets. That's a huge story. The GMO story is related to that in the sense that food is now a weapon.
Yeah, these are soft kill bullets, so they can kill us, and then we creep back 10 years later dying, and they suck all our savings out of us at a Rockefeller death camp known as a hospital.
Yeah, if they don't get you with the sniper rounds of the ballistic 308 bullets that they're buying, they'll get you with the food. That's what this is all about. Now, here are some of the big findings. 70% of females suffered a premature death, and up to 50% of males suffered premature death. Severe organ damage in those who ate this for a lifetime. We're talking liver damage, kidney damage, damage throughout the entire body system, all of biology damaged by this. We're talking a massive increase in large tumors. Tumors so large, Alex, that if, I don't know if your producers can show some of the pictures on screen, they are horrifying. It shows tumors so large that some of these rats had to drag the tumors across the floor as they were trying to crawl. They're so large.
And by the way, everybody I know has young family dying, brain tumors, breast cancer. I mean, they're murdering us in a hardcore kill-op.
Absolutely. And remember, the USDA and the FDA, they don't require long-term studies. Most of the studies that have been done out there have just been 90 days. This is the first study, and this is why this is breaking news, just hours off the press. It's the first study to study a lifetime of GM consumption in the lifespan of a rat, which, of course, is relatively short compared to humans. But what it means is that those parents who are feeding their children GMOs today, they are cursing those children to a lifetime of massive tumors, massive suffering, massive premature death.
But they get to slice them all up at the facility and have runs for the cure and everything, while the very system murdering them sucks even more money.
And that very system, remember, the people who think they're part of that system, their children are going to die of these tumors.
They love
too.
It, though. They love that. That's a sacrament to them.
It's insane, though. I mean, think about it. The regulators, they think they're getting away.
Now, the average yuppie loves dolling their kid around town while they're dying of cancer to get attention. So that they'll probably try to give them cancer. This is very exciting for them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
all the fake environmentalists and transhumanists who say there's too many of us, again, double up for your kids. You know, death is good. Go ahead.
Hey, it's no coincidence why the globalists are supporting the two things that are killing us all off, Alex. That's vaccines and GMOs. And now this study, it's published in the Food and Chemical Toxicology Journal, this study by French researchers.
Very prestigious.
It is. And it's the first study to look at a lifetime of what happens. The point is, I think that GMOs are the next thalidomide. Thalidomide, remember that drug that they gave to pregnant women?
Well, it's going to be a lot worse than thalidomide, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the basics of the story. I know your time is tight today.
No, keep going. I just get so angry. Go back to thalidomide. Guys, show the thalidomide children with their little arms and legs being tiny. Show people, but that only hurt millions. This is attacking billions.
Absolutely. Remember, thalidomide was declared totally safe by the FDA. The doctors prescribed it. They said, oh, it's completely safe. There are no side effects. Go ahead and take the drug. And then the children were born with no arms and no legs and all these horrifying birth defects. And the company that made thalidomide, the drug company, didn't apologize for 50 years. And even when they did apologize, they said it took us 50 years because we were in a state of shock. Really? A state of shock for 50 years? Well, how much shock are we going to be in when billions of us start having these tumors from eating GMOs right now? That's going to be probably the greatest scientific disaster in the history of human civilization. It's all done in the name of science, but it's junk science. It's corporate science. You know, it's the science of death. It's the scientific dictatorship that you often refer to. And these scientists are getting paid to push this stuff onto people, and it's poisoning the people. There's no question about it.
We're going to put some of the thalidomide, I'm always having trouble pronouncing that, thalidomide children up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But anybody can Google the images and look at it for yourself.
Well, and here's some of the rats. Here's some of the images of the rats with their massive tumors, or you probably have better shots there. But, I mean, the tumors are so large on these rats that they can barely move around. They can barely breathe. Some of them, you know, that's why they die early. They die from the tumor taking over. We are looking at a massive, just a generation of human beings who are going to be, I think they're going to end up in the same situation as these rats. Now, it's a boon to the breast cancer industry. The breast cancer industry loves GMOs because they get to diagnose more women, treat more women, chemotherapy more women, irradiate more women. That's money for them. That's their profit.
Torture more women, bury more women, bury more mothers, bury more daughters. It's just wonderful.
Well, that's the story, Alex. We're being soft-killed. The proof is now in the journals. That anybody who eats GMOs at this point is committing suicide, basically. So people, look for organic corn, especially. If you eat corn, make sure it is organic. I'll be covering this in more detail on Monday when I'm guest hosting the show. We're going to go into protecting yourself from radiation, protecting yourself from GMOs. And also, Alex, I have some breaking news about protecting yourself from MSG. That's something that no one has really been able to talk about yet. We'll have that on your show, Breaking on InfoWars, on Monday.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for breaking this down. But I want to come back and spend five more minutes while we've got you because this is so important. Continue with what this study shows. Because I've seen earlier studies. You can just type in, you know, studies show organ failure, sterilization, or infertility from GMOs. And we've seen other studies. I guess this one's important because it went for so long.
Yes, because it's the first study to really look at the lifetime effects of GM consumption. Now, they fed the rats genetically modified corn from Monsanto and a trace level of the Roundup pesticide, levels that are legally allowable in the U.S. water supply. So that's what the rats were fed, and that's what they drank. And with that, the different pictures here show rats with just the GMO showing tumors, rats with the GMO plus the Roundup, these tumors here in the middle, and then here on this side is just the Roundup in the water. So no matter which way you slice it, cancer tumors were large in these rats, and they were much larger compared to the control group. So we know this is good science. The scientists have posted a video on YouTube about this. I don't have the title for that, but another video.
You have a link in your story. Here's another one from a few years ago. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. We'll throw that up on screen real quick for people. Just type in GMO linked to organ failure. You'll get literally thousands of articles. And Mike, you privately told me about some stuff. The establishment's getting ready to try to strike back against those of us trying to expose their operation that is going so well. Pediatric cancer's up over 10,000%.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Another big mainline scientific study out last week where scientists identified this new big wheat that, that's being rolled out, this GMO, that it has the same genes in it that basically program organ operations and that they're predicting it's going to cause organ failure. None of this is by accident. People need to understand Monsanto with this dioxin, Agent Orange, all of it. That was really a chemical weapon. They were really mixing a neurotoxin with the Agent Orange. it was really a chemical weapon against the Viet Cong, but also soft killing our own troops. That's all been declassified. I've had generals on to break that down. So you need to understand, we're dead already. They've only got 8 major GMO crops we've been eating for about 15 years. It's already devastating us. They're now coming out with over 100 GMO crops. Everything's going to be basically GMO you eat. So you won't be able to escape it. And they're making sure you don't label things, you know, making sure that that doesn't happen. And they're spraying aluminum on us and fluoride in the water, a acid form of it, so it's much worse. You need some calcium fluoride, different animal. They try to confuse that. Mike Adams, I mean, actually, John Bowne out there got angry during the break. He has a young, sweet daughter who I've met, close to the age of one of my young daughters. And he said, well, that's it. I mean, we're all going to have giant tumors in 10 years. We'll probably won't have to wait. I mean, I know so many young people dying all around me. It's just death, death, death. It's so much fun. And we have these murdering eugenicists. And the GMO companies are on record that their cafeteria is not serving GMO. And it's all funny to them. It's all funny. And, I mean, where does it end? I mean, I guess this is just it. They're soft killing us. The Nazis ran you into pits and shot you in the back of the head. These guys just shoot you with the food. And if you get a little too uppity, they got 1.6 billion bullets to actually do it.
But I believe, Alex, there is a way to have a nutritional shield against the toxic tumor-building effects of GMOs. And this is why it's so important that you and InfoWars continue to teach people about micronutrients, the trace minerals that are so important. I believe, even though this hasn't yet been borne out in the studies, but I believe it will before long, that if you eat superfoods and if you eat the trace minerals and if you get your nutrition in a supplemental form because most of the foods are depleted, then you can actually prevent a very large portion of your normal cancer tumor risk that might have been enhanced by the GMOs.
Well, that's admitted with antioxidants and stuff. I mean, it's admitted if you have the, you know.
But I think that most of the people who are going to die from GMO tumors, let's say, are people who have poor nutrition, who are nutritionally depleted every single day. They're low in vitamin D, they're low in magnesium, they're low in selenium, especially selenium is crucial for preventing cancer, they're low in zinc, and so on. All of these things, you can get those things in a supplement form from high-quality supplements or superfoods or certain wild-crafted foods, organic foods have higher nutrition and so on. But if you eat the standard processed diet,
eating the standard McDonald's, you know, stuff fried literally in silicone, this stuff will get you. You'll die when you're 50 instead of, you know, we would live to 100, but we die at 90 because we fought back against the soft kill. Clearly, there are actually studies out there that show that, you know, dealing with the superfoods. But expanding on this, Mike, how do the elites think they're going to get away with this when the White House science czar has written in 4 different books that they're jacking the food and water? I mean,
the elites know that they have monopolized the debate over science, and they just slap the word science behind everything that's killing you, and then they claim it's scientific, and you can't argue with them. Now, I'm not against all science, by the way.
Well, Al Gore said, pay him money. Global warming's happening. It's scientific. Right. No one disagrees.
Right. Well, vaccines, they claim, are always scientific, even though they're really experimental. The fluoride in the water, they claim that's scientific, even though it's toxic pesticide, insecticide chemicals. And then the GMOs, they claim that's scientific.
Maybe if somebody beats your brains out with a baseball bat, the cops show up and you're like, you killed this guy. But it's scientific.
Hey, sniper bullet ballistics are also scientific, Alex.
Yeah, and the communists killing millions of Ukrainians was scientific. Do 5 more minutes ahead of Gerald Celente. I've got one more key question for you, Mike Adams.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.